Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to MM Forgings Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Annamalai Jayaraj from Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Jayaraj.
Thank you, Nirav. Welcome to MM Forgings Limited 4Q FY24 post-results conference call. From the management side, we have with us today Mr. Vidyashankar Krishnan, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Venkata Krishnan, Chief Financial Officer. I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Vidyashankar Krishnan for the opening remarks to be followed by a question-and-answer session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Jayaraj. Good afternoon, everybody. Today, after the 31st March of 2024, MM Forgings as a group has reported a turnover of 1,585 crores, falling a tad short of the 1,600 that we had given as a guidance, largely on account of a tepid Q4 of the last financial year. We expected it to be much hotter. In fact, it was quite cool, almost like a non-Q4 situation. This was also on the back of strong growth in exports last year, upwards of 10%, 12%-15%, and we've seen a 4% growth in the domestic market. The export ratio stands approximately the same at about 35%-36%. And as we see, we are looking at investment of around 500 crores in the next 12-14 months, leading to some capacity establishment as well as higher growth in the years to come. Our EBITDA margins have improved to 19.4% from earlier numbers. We had expected, and we hold by the assertion that our margins will cross the 20% mark by the end of this calendar year, from Q3 of this year onwards, of this fiscal onwards. It should cross the 20% mark. These are the broad numbers. We see the Indian market outlook for this year. We see the Indian market tepid in the first half and growing strong in H2 once the election results are pretty clear, which I think now stands very strong unless there is an upset, as in 2004, between the results, between the exit polls and the other thing, which is, I think, quite remote given the broad expectations. So we expect the Indian market to hot up in H2. Exports is chugging along with the American market slowing off a little bit. But for MM Forgings, it's still pretty strong between America and Europe. South America is also improving for us. So overall, this year, we would, subject to overall market conditions, we would expect to grow in the region of around 10%-12%. These are the initial remarks from my end, and I would be happy to take any questions from you.
Thank you very much. We now begin the question-and-answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question.
One other point I'd like to inform participants is that we have prepared a PowerPoint presentation this time, and we will circulate it sometime during this meeting to all of you by email and by WhatsApp.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Mumuksh from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations on the 50th anniversary. And good to see your presentation, sir. Can you share what is the sales target for FY25, sir? And what is the volume in the volumes in terms of sales and production for FY24, which has gone?
Good question. Yeah. We have achieved, we said that we would look at something in the region of upwards of 84,000 to 85,000 tons. We have achieved 84,800 tons, let's say 85,000 tons of production in FY24. And this year we are looking at something in the region of 92,000 to 95,000 tons. Sales wise, we did 77,000 tons, which is broadly in line with what we had also expected.
Got it, sir. We guided about exports to grow 10 to 15%. There's a possibility for industry to see a decline. So still we see a good growth over the industry. So what should drive the growth, sir? Is there any new orders which are supporting the growth?
Yes, some new orders are there. And also on the back of greater wallet share in some of the parts and a new order inflow across the three significant export geographies that we serve.
Got it. On the domestic side, sir, how do you see, the outperformance of our industry, what should drive the new products, new orders, market share gains? How do you see the growth in domestic side, sir?
Broadly, in the region of 10%. Out of this, I would say 5 to 7% would be on the back of the market growth itself, which is what we are expecting, everybody is expecting the CV market to grow by this year, based on inputs from customers. So we would add another 3% possibly over that to improve our share across product categories. Largely, these increases would happen in H2.
Got it. So, any products you want to mention, sir, or which new products we are focusing on, sir?
Not right now. We are looking basically at the parts in the heavy press, in terms of heavy presses, in terms of beams, knuckles and crankshafts. Beams, I mean front axle beams.
Okay.
Front axle beams, knuckles and crankshafts.
So any sense can you share how would be a market? I mean, last so many years we have been outperforming the domestic front against the industry production. So how has the market share moved, sir? And can you indicate what kind of market share we would have, say, in the front axle components and the crankshaft components, sir?
We don't give out those information component-wise. It's too privy and many of our customers may not like it also. So broadly, the reason why we have grown is because of a market requirement in that segment for a heavy forgings player, and we were able to fulfill customer expectations.
Just to get some sense, would be broadly equally placed between the front axle components and the crankshaft components, sir, in terms of mix wise?
I can't explain that directly, but broadly, these three components are leading the foray.
Got it, sir. Sir, can you provide an update on the Abhinav results, sir? How are the trials for the PMSM motors going, sir? Any new order wins? And how's the CapEx progressing there, sir?
Okay, yeah, that's a very valid point. We are slated to invest more than 75 crores this year in Abhinav Rizal. As it is, our line for motors will be up in the next couple of weeks, ready, and in fact, it is almost up now. So next 1 or 2 weeks, finishing touches will be ready by 10th of June and beyond for making motors up to 60 kilowatt. So we are very closely discussing with several customers. We have found tremendous acceptance with several of them, advanced stages of testing. Commercials are almost finalized. So we expect to have some good news in the weeks to come.
So this 75 crore, what kind of revenue potential this CapEx can give us, sir?
To start with, we are looking at something in the region of about 100 crores, because the bulk of the 75 crores goes into infra, basically into testing, into lab facilities and so on. So those are all launch pads for a much higher growth organization.
Okay. And so this orders
size organization.
Yeah. And this orders, sir, would be on the car segment, PV segment, right, sir?
Would be on the PV segment as well.
Okay. Yes, sir. On the margin side, sir, we have seen improvement over last three quarters, and lot has been driven by the gross margin expansion. Any reason for the improvement? Is it price hikes, lower input costs, better mix driving the gross margin, sir?
Combination of three. First is our focus on costs. Second is slightly better raw material prices, leading to contraction in terms of middle line as well as top line. Therefore, you know, that also slightly improves EBITDA a little bit. And the third is the product mix. So a combination of all these three have resulted in EBITDA expansion.
So product mix mainly on the export side, the mix has improved, right, sir?
Product mix has changed across the board, export and domestic.
And
one other point I'd like to take off from what you said, which is our 50th year. So this year we are into our 50th year as a Ford shop. We established our Ford shop in April 2024 at Singam Punari, a small village in Tamil Nadu. And from there we have grown today to have a presence from Kashmir to, or sorry, at least from Himalayas to Kanyakumari. And that is been a long journey. Much of the expansion outside the state of Tamil Nadu has happened in the last 7 to 8 years after we focused on the markets in India and particularly the takeover of DVS in 2018. So we have also established our 11th plant in Chennai to make motors for EVs and alternators for auto electricals, alternators and other items for auto electricals. So we today straddle heavy forgings, electrical parts, as well as on the cusp of supplying motors for the fledgling EV market in India.
Congrats on that, sir. So on the confidence of 20% EBITDA margin, sir, improvement from here, what would be the drivers, sir?
There's still room steam ahead on cost compression. There is still steam ahead on cost compression and on value-added products. So steel is not in our control, so we just had to ride the tide. But on these two, we have some more steam left. And we should stabilize in the early 20s.
So what kind of cost compression where we are working, sir?
Basically, operation costs in terms of cutting tools, manpower, electricity, consumption of power and fuel. Manufacturing is a nitty-gritty job, so most of this, there is a scope for improvement.
Got it. And you mentioned about value addition, sir. So how is the machine
going in for more machined products, more value-added products? Today, as I look back over the last 7 years, since we have probably started our HF and coincidentally shifted our corporate headquarters to the current location, I can say that we have moved very clearly from being a Ford shop with a machine shop to being to a supplier of precision machine forgings. We've also made a huge transition that earlier, you know, we would balk at an investment of a couple of crores of rupees in any machine tool equipment. Today, my projects team comes up with requirement for machine tools well in excess of those limits. So we have built the competencies to look at precision machining, and that is certain to yield fruit in the years to come.
Right. Sir, can you indicate what would be the machining mix now and say next 3 years, how the number should shape up, sir?
Typically, our machining is around 60% of sales.
And how do you see for next 2 years, sir, increasing, sir?
To be precise, in Q4, it is 57%. Sorry, yeah. In FY24, it is 57%.
And ahead, sir, how do you see?
The ratio should push up to about 62 to 65% in this year and gradually move beyond the 60 mark. That takes some time, but it will happen. Ultimately, we should be getting to at least 75 over the next few years.
So in the presentation, you have mentioned about the Surgochas Vidyut, which is engaged in the manufacturing of electrical and electronic components. So can you talk about this product and how this unit is doing, sir?
Yeah, right now, this unit is not doing well. I can straight away say that. We are focused on making alternators there for the time being. But we are also having a few product launches coming up over there. And those should change the face of the unit. As well as we are working with several customers for approval for the alternator segment, and that also should result in improvement in sales.
Any number indicates, sir? Any indicator what kind of numbers revenue should be currently and expecting sometime later, sir?
First mark is we should touch the double figure mark. First goal, double figure in crores.
So lastly, on the data point, can you share the revenue mix for FY24 in terms of CV, PV and off-highway? And also on geography wise, sir, North America, South America, Europe, India and others? Sir?
Yeah, India 65%. Europe and America broadly each at 13%.
And sir, how would be the CV, PV and off-highway tire mix?
And South America at about 7%. Between Europe and US, Europe you could take it at about 16 and America, US at North America at about 12.
And sir, on the CV PV side, sir, how is the mix will be?
8% CV, 10% PV.
Sorry, CV how much, sir?
10% P passenger car.
And CV, sir, how much?
CV is 81%.
81%. Rest would be non-motor, sir, right?
Yeah. Rest would be off-highway.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir.
It could basically say 80-10-10.
Oh. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Chetan Vora from Abacus Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good evening. Sir, would like to understand that our machining mix has increased to almost 60%. But in terms of margin, we are not able to see it in the terms of the improvement in the margin, sir. Any specific reason for that?
The reason is that pricing in India, which has been largely the market that we serve by the increased machining, is lower than the export market. That is the reason why margins haven't gone up. And also there is scope for cost compression.
Okay.
So both are reasons why we've been busy growing. Probably we need to look a lot more inward as well into margin expansion.
So you are saying that realization in India is lower than the overseas market. That's why we were not able to see the improvement in the margin.
Correct. That is one. And also we need to look at better operation parameters within machine shops.
Okay. And sir, would you like to say something on the power and fuel cost, which is almost 9% of our sales, and FY24, it was almost 9.5%, sir. Where would be getting stabilized, sir?
Traditionally, this is at about 9 to 10% of our sales. So I would say this will stabilize only here, and we have a few headwinds on this side. The Tamil Nadu government has unfortunately taken a decision to increase power cost every year by 5%, the unit rate cost. It is a stated long-term policy.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, power prices are slated to go up, which means that there is some scope for us to add wind and solar sources, which will give us better insulation against rising energy prices. Having said that, we also have a stiff requirement for capital within the core industry, within the core side. So we had originally set apart some amount for investment into greener power, which would also improve profitability. But this year we may or may not be doing it. But by next year, I am expecting something on the green power side.
So that would reduce our power cost by how much, sir, in span of next two to three years?
I'll just give you a perspective. Today we are consuming about 12 crore units. Out of which, quick number, 3 crore is our own green power.
Mm-hmm.
And on this, we should be saving anywhere about 3 rupees a unit. So okay, you can say that we can safely go up to about 10 crore green power units. So which means additional 7 crore units into 3 rupees.
24.
At current EBITDA levels, about 1.4, 1.5 times. 1.5, 150 basis points.
Right.
On EBITDA. That's a quick rule of thumb working. Okay?
Right.
Don't hold me to this, but this is a broad indication. But also require a little bit more of capital.
Right. And sir, and what we are saying that the volume should grow in the range of like 10-12%. How one should see the margin trajectory, sir?
As I said, we should cross the 20% margin mark by Q3 of this fiscal or Q4 of this calendar, and that should hold in the early 20s.
Okay. So this year we are expecting margins to go out or end at close to 20%, yeah?
Sorry, close to?
Close to 20%, we are saying that?
Yeah, yeah, we'll go beyond 20%.
Okay. Thank you.
As I said, we'll be in the early 20s, very early 20s.
Okay, got it.
Thank you very much. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from line of Srinath from Spark Asia Impact Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, this is Srinath from Spark Asia Impact. Congrats on your research, sir. So just wanted to understand whether you are concentrating on getting orders from a non-auto segment forging, sir.
We are now looking at it and seeing how we can improve our presence in the non-auto. Once upon a time, I recall 25 years back, our non-auto presence was as high as 28, even 35%.
Sir, just wanted to understand.
Having become a much larger organization, the ticket sizes that excite us also will be higher, But in the non-auto space, ticket sizes may not be large, but we may have to swallow the bitter pill and chase smaller numbers, but all the same more profitable numbers.
So just wanted to understand something about that Abhinav itself. You told that 100 crores is for the current FY26 or the you are expecting 100 crores in FY26, sir? Yes, sir.
Or in terms of CapEx?
In terms of revenue, sir.
Revenues will take some time. Sometime between FY26 and 27.
Okay, fine. So what would be the CapEx, sir, for the current year, like FY25?
As I said earlier, right now we are looking at about 75 crores in total.
Okay, sir. So, incurred anything in this one, sir? In FY24, sir, because I see a lot of increase in CapEx in FY24.
If I'm not mistaken, we've done about 25 crores there.
Okay, fine, sir. Got it.
Srinath, do you have any follow-up question?
No, sir. No, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Rajkumar Vaidyanathan, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening.
Good evening.
Sir, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I'm just looking at your standalone and the consolidated, the top line numbers. Whatever the increase in top line is kind of coming from the standalone. In console, the increase is not, in fact, it has come down. If I see the revenue, it has used to be like 16 crores change between standalone and consolidated the previous year, and this year the change is only about 9 crores. Which means the revenue has come down from all the entities that you are consolidating. So if you can give some color on that.
About 43 crores in the previous year, and this year.
No, I'm just talking about the quarter, the current quarter.
One second.
Yeah, if you want, I can tell you the numbers.
No, numbers are in front of me. Don't worry.
Yeah.
Tractor sales has been pretty slow in Q4 of F24. That's the reason why we see lesser sales in this year as compared to the previous.
Okay. But and also the profit, the pressure on your profit is almost same. Last year also the profit, number of consolidated profit vis-a-vis the current year consolidated profit, if you see the change is 16 crores.
Yep.
More or less the same number between standalone and consolidated. So despite dropping revenue, still your bottom line pressure remains same. So just wanted to see, is it because of better performance in standalone that you are able to absorb the pressure coming from the consolidating entities?
Our subs have to perform better.
Okay. So any timelines you are looking at, do you think the coming quarters you expect a better performance, or you should look at more from a medium term?
I would expect a much better performance from Q2 onwards.
Okay, great, sir. And sir, just a couple of questions. So just on the interest cost, what is the guidance? Because that has also kind of gone up significantly year on year. So what is the guidance for the current year?
Interest cost will go up slightly. One second. One second, please. Just getting the number.
Yeah, yes.
From about 45 crores, interest cost should go to around 65 plus.
Okay, got it, sir. And lastly, sir, any outlook you can give for the automotive industry and also in particular the tractor industry? Do you see any green shoots appearing because of the positive outlook on the monsoon?
Definitely, monsoon is good. It will augur well for the tractor market. But let me be honest, even OEs are flummoxed, and they are just living from month to month, quarter to quarter, and all their previous peak months, dry months theories are all going out of the window. So when that is their fate, I don't know what we as a tier one can guide on the tractor market. In fact, I would be happy if you can give me some inputs.
Okay. Okay, so we are waiting. Would you be able to give a better outlook the first quarter results?
If I have anything, I will share it in the next quarterly call.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Avinash from NAFA Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I hope I'm audible. So just have two questions. So for this quarter, we are given an ₹8 dividend payout per share. So what is the dividend policy going forward? That's number one. And number two, the ₹500 crores of CapEx spend that we'll be doing going forward. So how will we be funding this? So what's the funding mix for it? Thank you.
Oh, yes. So the dividend, we expect to have a policy. We debated this at the board meeting, and we kind of look at an informal policy of dividend payout in the ratio of in the region of around 15%-20%. And if you historically see, we are somewhat thereabouts, slightly higher some, slightly lower in some years, but generally around the 15% mark, mostly on the higher side. So we would expect to be in the same zone in the years to come. Provided the board feels it fit that profit should be shared. If there is an urgent requirement or an immediate requirement, that could change. But this, in general, this is the policy that we're kind of looking at MM Forgings.
How about the CapEx mix, sir? So how will it be funded, debt or equity?
About 200 crores out of the 500 will be funded by equity, that is internal accruals, and the balance about 300 crores will be funded by internal accruals, and 200 crores will be by additional borrowings.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Chetan Vora from Abakkus Asset Manager. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. So these CapEx of 500 crores will be incurred over what period of time? And this is towards what all areas, sir? I just reached out on that.
This 500 will be about 75 goes towards the electrical space, 425 towards the core forging business, if I can say so, which will be roughly equally about 250 crores to go in machining, and 100-150 crores will go in forging.
250 crores for machine?
Yeah.
And.
Chetan, your voice is not clear. Can you speak through the handset?
Yeah, so 250 crores is for machining and balance, sir, almost 175 crores is for what?
It's for forging.
But sir, we have the capacity with us, right? The production capacity as of now is 130,000 tons, and last year we did 84,000 tons of production. So this is towards what forging?
We have some requirement in the mid-range presses where we have some constraints, orders are more, and production is not able to meet up. So there we will be adding some capacity.
And these ₹500 crores will be over how many years, sir?
On the forging side, over 15 to 24-month time frame.
Okay, and the balance, sir? If you can.
Machining will be spent within this fiscal itself.
Okay. And EV?
EV also largely within this fiscal. Whatever is remaining will be single digit or low double digit.
Basically, 250 plus 75, 325 and 100 odd crores of forging, 400 crores will be spent in this year. Yeah?
Yes, that's the plan.
Okay, sir. And sir, did I heard rightly that the interest cost, which was last year almost 42 crores per year, will be going up to 65 to 75 crores?
65 crores.
Okay, sir. Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Mumuksh from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much. So just a clarification, sir. If you don't put 425, 500 crore breakup on next 2 years CapEx-wise, so for FY 2024, it would be machining plus EV, right, sir? 325 crore, right?
Correct.
And 175 will be FY 25 number for the forging.
Correct.
And how much would the capacity would increase, sir, from 126,000 currently, sir, on the forging side?
About 20,000 tons.
And sir, lastly, on the tax rate, sir, what should be the tax rate for next 2 years, sir?
Same lines as in the previous year. I think we paid about 60 crores tax. Sorry, 50 crores, about 50 on an EBITDA of close to 300, 312 EBITDA. 313. So roughly you can
so on the PBT it's around about 27%, right, sir? So
17%. Don't look at it on P. You're looking at PBT, yeah?
Yeah.
Fine. I was thinking on it as a bit. Yeah, I'll give you a number in the next couple of minutes.
Yeah. Just yeah. Thank you so much for this, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Rajkumar Vaidyanathan, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, thanks for the follow-up. Just two, I mean, questions. So you mentioned that there will be pressure on power cost given the increase that is proposed with the Tamil Nadu government. And also the interest cost will move from 43 to 65 crores. So I just want to know what would, will there be a subsequent pressure on margins, or you will maintain the margins with the higher scale of operations?
I would say the margin outlook is positive despite this.
Okay. Okay. Good. Sir, and one housekeeping question.
As in every case, it should be with an overarching rider, subject to reasonably subject to market conditions.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Sir, just one more housekeeping question. So if I just look at your balance sheet, the number for inventories and trade receivable, so when I compare that with March 24 vis-a-vis March 23, I see almost a 25% increase. If I add these two numbers, like 620 crores vis-a-vis 500 crores for the previous year, where your sales is more or less kind of straight line. So just wanted to know, this increase is more... should I take it in a positive manner that there is a good demand that is expected in coming quarters? Or is it like the slow-moving inventory we are having the accumulation of inventory?
No. Slow-moving inventory accumulation is not there. Most of this is live inventory only. So that much I can assure you. We are keeping a very tight watch and my internal audit team is roving around all the plants and giving nightmares to all unit heads on anything that is non-moving. We are having a very close watch on that.
So what is the reason for the increase, sir? Both the receivable and inventory have gone up despite sales remaining more or less constant.
Yeah. Partly we expected that the fourth quarter will be more positive. So we went ahead and produced a little bit more.
Okay. So this will get evened out in the coming quarter or it will go back to the normal lines?
Our aim is this year to take out, if possible, about 100 crores out of the inventory that we have. That's our internal aim. Let's see how much we're able to achieve. goal is to get out 100 crores. Also, what is happening is that as the percentage of machining goes up, the variety of parts goes up in machining. So we are having to keep some inventory for machining requirements. But all being said, we have a scope. Our internal plan is to reduce inventory by significantly. I'd be very disappointed if we didn't achieve 50 crore reduction.
Okay. And any color on the receivable part? Because that has moved from 200 to 275 crores.
Okay. That is largely on the basis of debtors. Some couple of customers, I think payment terms were changed. Nothing to worry on that count.
Okay. Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from line of Lakshminarayan KG from Tunga Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Mr. Vijayashankar. A couple of questions from my side. It's quite good to see...
Sorry to interrupt you. Can you speak to the handset,
yes,
please?
Is it better? Is it better now?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's good to see if, you know, you have strengthened the board and also... there's a detailed presentation on the BSE exchange. Thank you so much for that. Now, in terms of strengthening the management, while you're strengthening the board, what has been from a management bandwidth you have augmented in the last 1 year? You would like to speak about anything specific?
Nothing very specific on the management side. Mr. Krishna Kumar Raman has joined us as Director Operations. Earlier he was President Operations, and he has joined the company just 2 years back.
Mm-hmm.
He has a wide experience in the automotive auto components field, so brings in a lot of strength, particularly on the machining side to the business, and a very quick understanding of whatever is presented to him. So that apart, both he and I are working together to increase the bandwidth of our senior management in several areas, which we shall announce to you in due course of time. So we are on the lookout to, on the prowl, if I can use the word, to strengthen our top team across various facets of the organization and focus on building an organization that will take MM Forgings well beyond the 3,000 to 5,000 crore turnover range.
Okay, very interesting. And second question is that if you look at your the various parts you make, how much is built to print and how much is where you actually work and build as a system? Is that something you think about?
All our parts are built to print.
Okay. Okay.
All our parts are built to print, excepting the EV motors, which hasn't come into sale yet. Those are all built to our own design. Customers give us functional parameters, and we may exchange a few external dimensions with them for fitment, etc. But the design is our own outlook.
Got it. And when you started the financial year, FY24...
One second, if I can use the time to provide some input about Abhinava Raizal to those who have tracked and who might also not receive this bit of information. A lot of interest was there on this. See, we are very unique amongst PMSM companies in India. Abhinava Raizal has the ability to design motors in the 3 to 300 kilowatt range, which very few companies in the world possess. And almost to our knowledge, nobody in India, an Indian grown company, has. So we have a very good team that's capable of tremendous understanding of PMSM devices, if I can use the word. And we have many cases. This is standing by us. We discuss with customers and they come up with problems that they need us to solve or to present solutions and give them alternatives. all this design capability is coming to the fore. So I am expecting this to stand by us in good stead in the years to come. And one of the basis on which we invested in Abhinav Horizon, and I expect that to be a solid a factor as we go forward. Yeah, Lakshmi, your question?
Yeah, so in Abhinav Horizon, what kind of product build-up or the order book you think, whether it will be international or it will be Indian, and if so, which areas it would actually cater to? Because I see that it can be used for across multiple industries. I just want to understand how you are thinking about Abhinav Horizon in the next 3 to 5 years perspective.
Okay. See, right now, we are at a very fledgling stage. But the entire, as you said, huge opportunities exist in this space. Currently, we are making PMSM motors, protos, and concept devices. We are way beyond concept. I'll be very candid. Our motors together would have easily grossed our protos, have easily grossed or touching the 75,000 kilometer mark in terms of testing across various vehicles, of course, and individually also vehicles have crossed around 25,000-30,000 kilometers and increasing every day. So we are moving pretty fast on that front. So there is a huge potential in terms of EV powertrains, not just in India but across the world. We need to cut our teeth, we need to walk our talk and build more, build and sell EV powertrains to many customers for which there is a, right now there is a requirement within the country. Then we move on to outside of India as well. Scope is very huge. Now we start with PMSM devices, we add gearboxes and controllers as we want and as customers want. So our aim is to be a full-fledged e-axle supplier as of now and leverage this maybe in the electronic space to add DC-DC converters and so on that are required in many passenger and light commercial vehicle applications or EV application, battery EV applications. So scope is huge, Lakshmi.
Okay. So coming to
our target, not just internal as you stated, is to turn this into a couple of thousand crores of turnover in the next decade. We have to necessarily walk the talk from zero to 1,000, 2,000 is not a small ask, but the potential is there and we are moving in the right direction. A tad slow in the initial phase, but I'm sure things will catch up.
Okay. Thank you so much, Salah. Just two more questions. So when you started the year FY24 and you know you had a budget at few things organizationally in terms of sales or expectations, and the year ended in a way. So which are the areas which actually positively surprised you and which are the areas that negatively surprised you?
We should have done a little bit better on the turnover side. That is a negative surprise, if I can use the word. Our projection was to touch at least 1,800 crores at the beginning of the year. We had to water 1,500. I'm sure we could have done, if not 1,800, at least knocked on the doors of 1,750. Probably due to delayed launches. And also due to a tepid, slightly lesser than expected CV market. I'm being very candid over here when I say state these facts. But that's our internal goal. We have been discussing very clearly with our internal team that we need to focus on jacking up our sales.
Which means it's more an external factor, not an internal factor.
Yeah, I would say 60-70% is external and about 30% of the gap is internal.
Okay. But your turnover is dependent on the tonnage you make and the value addition you make, right? So so as you move forward in the next 1 year, what kind of tonnage you actually have thought through? Which is possible given the impending low digit growth in farm equipment as well as CVs as we speak, because some of the players like Bosch, ZF, all of them have actually signaled a single digit growth. So given that, how are you thinking about changing a product mix, because what kind of tonnage you expect you can actually deliver in the next 1 year?
Next 1 year would be in the 10% mark.
Tonnage-wise
and sales-wise, looking at a double-digit number would be a good get.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And export, how are you, I mean, because I think I heard you in collusion that the export seems to be little good or better than what it was earlier. Now, do you expect a 10% volume uptick in export also for the coming year?
Yes, we do.
Got it. Great. Thank you so much, sir. I'll get back into you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As usual, very interesting questions from you.
A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question is from the line of Neil Doshi. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Two questions from my end. So North American Class 8 trucks are going through certain weakness, and even commentaries on exports are also showing some slowing down of fleet operator growth. So what's our reading on the North American Class 8 markets over there? That's my first question.
Quick answer, same.
Sorry?
Same as what you echoed. Going through a tepid phase right now, and we expect this to strengthen from Q4 of this calendar. But at the same time, our inventories are at an all-time low at customer end. Our inventories money, what our customers hold as stock, safety stock, or what we should hold for them. So we are in a position to pump out more products. That's good news.
Okay, fair enough. And my second question is, most of our peers have also been talking on European customers moving away from China. So what kind of trend are we witnessing, and have you seen any kind of an uptick in orders from European customers in the past 6 months?
When we engage with customers across the world, be it both sides of the Atlantic, there is surely a huge trend from an expression of interest in getting away from China, which was not there at all in the dialogue. It was more in their mind space. Now it has come verbal. Many customers are, couple of customers, we just quote and the purchase order comes the next week. So that pretty fast. So opportunities abound certainly with the China plus one strategy.
Sure. Thank you. That helps. Thank you.
Thank you very much. As there are no further questions, I'll now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all for being with us through this Q4, and also to all of you who are our shareholders who have been with us for last few months, days, months and years. It's been a fabulous journey. I'm not saying any goodbye or anything, but certainly 50 years is a long time to be in the forging business. And having been there for much of that 50 years, about 35 years in looking at these forging operations, has been a fabulous journey. The entire team at MM Forgings is really charged up to meet the challenges of the current market, as well as get into future markets, products with great zeal and enthusiasm. And we hope to deliver much better on our commitments as we go into the future. We see a real positive outlook for MM Forgings. And as the Indian market heats up in terms of GDP growth, MM Forgings is well poised to take advantage of its presence there.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Batlivala & Karani Securities India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for. Thank you, Annamalai.